Last Word on Today FM.
Art O'Leary, the Chief Executive of the Electoral Commission, is back with us. He was with us last Thursday. There's lots of questions coming in from listeners. Actually, a few of them want to know, when do the posters have to be done by?
7 days from polling day, so Friday.
Have to be done by Friday.
Yeah, by Friday.
There's 10 o'clock Friday night, is
there,
it?
There is a penalty of €150 per poster per day.
Does that ever happen, though?
So it is punitive. Listen, it's a prosecution taken under the Littering Act, so you'd have to ask somebody else that.
It's not your responsibility. No. Okay, the turnout reportedly was the lowest since 1923 at just under 60%, except lots of people are now, how do we actually know what the real turnout was? Because could it be that there were people with multiple votes all over the country, and at the turn, and that there were dead people on the register, and there were all sorts of things to skew the numbers who voted as against those who we believe might have been eligible to vote.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Matt. I mean, I've been saying this since I got this job, that turnout is, official turnout figures, is such a blunt instrument by which to measure public engagement and voter engagement with democracy. I mean, I have always said that the electoral register isn't as accurate or as complete as it could or should be.
That's very serious. That actually fundamentally calls a lot into question.
Well, there are academics who have done studies on this for the last 15 years, and I've heard figures ranging from 300,000 to 500,000 who may be duplicates, people who have left the country, people who have died, etc. But in fairness, I mean, it doesn't matter whether the figure is 200,000 or 500,000. We don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it has to be fixed. And you're absolutely right.
Is that not then the potential for people to vote multiple times? Listener says, my boss got three voting cards with three different numbers. That would suggest that they were on the electoral register on three occasions. If those were different constituencies, they could go off and vote on those three different constituencies if they were so minded. I know I put it to you on Thursday and you said, oh, well, somebody from Dublin isn't going to drive down to Cork, but another listener has been touched to say, well, you know, what if you moved house within Dublin in the last few years? You could have been in two different Dublin constituencies, registered them both, and you could be from County Kildare or County Meath, which means if you have one there as well, off you pop down and vote there as well.
Yeah, I agree. The risk and the potential for fraud is obviously immense. But I should say we've no evidence of that, you know, and
of people doing that,
of people using multiple votes. And the guidelines for returning officers is to ask one in four people for ID. And my own experience in polling stations has been that more than that come in and they offer their ID before they are asked for it as well. So I think it might be a little much to suggest that there is multiple fraud going on, but because there certainly is no evidence.
But you see, you know, you could be asked for ID, but if you're on the register in, say, Dublin Bay South, and if you're on the register in Cork North Central, just giving those as examples, and if you were so minded to present your ID in both locations, and if you're on the list, if the polling clerk looks and says, yeah, your name is there, show me your photo ID, yeah, that's you, you could have voted in both places.
Yes, indeed. So, I mean, someone would have to go to some trouble in order to vote on a number of occasions. We find it hard to get people to vote once, Matt, never mind multiple times, but you're absolutely right. It is a risk, which is why the electoral register is a key priority of the Electoral Commission.
Okay, there's an enormous amount of interest in listeners coming in here. Here's one from Geraldine. My mother died exactly 24 years ago. We are still receiving election literature and a polling information card in her name for every election, constitutional referendum, etc. since her death. I rang our local authority and explained I was asked to forward my request for the removal of her name from the register by letter and with the accompanying death certificate. Needless to say, I hung up. My mother was born, lived and died in her native county, and her pension and all bills were duly cancelled. I'm annoyed and perplexed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference in approach by a number of different local authorities whose job it is to manage and maintain the registers as well. There has been some talk in the last 24 hours that the Electoral Commission is responsible for this. Each individual local authority is responsible for managing it, and some of them have different approaches. Some of them use RIP.ie and DeskPlace as well. What I would ask anybody who got a wrong polling card or a polling card for someone who's passed away to send the polling card back to the franchise section, the local authority, with a note, and we'll be encouraging the local authorities to take action on this. they've done a huge job in adding people to the register this year. 423,000 new people. We need to catch up on removing the people who are no longer entitled to vote.
Here's one. I lived in Australia for 14 years and I moved back home 18 months ago. I always got a polling card when away. I checked the register when I returned to find I was on it twice. One in the house I'd moved to and the other in the family home that we sold 23 years ago. Another one says, my father died in February. He was removed from the voting register. But also, my brother of the same name was also removed and then he couldn't vote.
And again, this happens occasionally with people of the same name and where there is confusion about somebody dying. That's why we went to the bother of encouraging everybody to check the register.ie in advance of the election to ensure that they were on the register.
Jack says, I've spoken to an individual who moved home who voted three times in Dublin, same constituency, three polling cards. This person also had a polling card in another county, and the person who sent that in is somebody who I think I know. Another one says, I've never been asked for ID ever at a polling station. In fact, I had my daughter's by mistake and used it once rather than going back for mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, voting more than once is illegal. People shouldn't do it. And if there's any evidence of somebody who voted on multiple occasions, that then it becomes a matter for the government.
Okay, there's lots of people saying, PPS numbers. Mm. Doesn't this make it very easy? And why, when people can move between local authority areas, why isn't there one national database rather than allowing all of the individual local councils to maintain the register?
This is exactly what's being done at the moment. They are creating a single national database. In order to register online, like the 423,000 new people who did that this year, you must enter your PPS number, your date of birth, your air code, which will give us a huge opportunity to eliminate duplicates into the future. But there's a long-standing legacy issue here, Matt, that we need to deal with. This has gone on for generations. The Electoral Commission is a year and a half old, and we are firmly gripped with this. We are going to publish our first report on the register in the early part of 2025, and I look forward to further engagement on that.
See, could this also have misinformed you when you were redrawing the constituency boundaries? When you made a decision, you know, you were trying to get, you know, one seat per 30,000 people, and you made some controversial decisions in relation to the likes of Wexford and Wicklow to where you drew the boundaries. Could it be that you were working off such bad information that you might have drawn bad boundaries for the new constituency?
No, we work on population figures, not voter figures. So they're two entirely separate things. It is the census data that we use to redraw the boundaries.
And we trust that that's correct, do we?
Well, that's what the Constitution says. If somebody wants to change that, we'll do it another way. But currently the Constitution says that we must use those figures to redraw.
Listener says, can you please ask your guests, who's responsible for lighting and wheelchair access to polling stations? Our local polling station is a primary school, which is very badly lit, and access is very difficult for me, and I only use crutches. God help the elderly or wheelchair users. That's Dee and Kerry.
Yeah, this has been a big priority for us at all three electoral events this year. You know, access and accessibility of polling stations is hugely important. Every single voter should be able to access a polling station. I would ask your listener to email info@electoralcommission.ie with the details of this polling station, which is a matter for each returning officer to select them, and we'll certainly have a look at it.
Another one here. I have three polling cards, one in my married name, one in my maiden name, and one in my parents' home, same constituency, however. But that would suggest if three polling cards came, that person is on the register three times in that constituency. Now, she only voted once, but that means that two votes that we were at or weren't used actually were never valid votes to start with.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I got two additional polling cards to my own house for people who lived there 5 years ago. Please return the polling cards to your local authority, the franchise section, with a note saying that saying who you are and where your address is and the name in which you wish to vote.
A listener here says, I'm a postman in the same area for the past 13 years. Every single election, I've had the same names of people who I've never seen or heard of in 13 years on polling cards. I keep endorsing the polling cards as gone away or not known, but they keep coming back every election.
This is clearly a pattern that we're beginning to see now, and the local authorities certainly need to look at the procedures for taking people off the register.
We're 5 years away from the next general election, assuming nothing dramatic happens. We're definitely 4.5 years away from the next European and local elections. Is there any chance this might get sorted out before then?
Well, there's every hope, Matt. I think there is
I'm not holding you personally responsible, Art, but I mean, you know, seriously, is this going to get sorted?
Our job here is to correct the local authority's homework, in essence, and we will do that because it is a priority.
What does it say about local authorities? Are they fit for purpose? We keep talking about giving more powers to local authorities for things like housing and the rest of it, and here we have something very, very simple, very basic, but very important, such as maintaining a proper electoral register, and they make a complete bags of it, it seems, all over the country.
There are some very good local authorities and there are some who clearly need to give it additional priority. Our job in our first report next year will be to highlight some of the inadequacies as we see them and show a path forward to fixing this. But you're absolutely right. This needs to be a priority for every chief executive in every local authority and we will expect to see some remedial action taken as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of the Electoral Commission.
The Last Word on Today FM.